My God, why have you forsaken me? This verse is familiar to us, not because it's the first verse of Psalm 22, but because these are Jesus' words from the cross. According to Matthew, Jesus uttered these words at the ninth hour, or around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By having Jesus quote Psalm 22, Matthew suggests that in the midst of his suffering, Jesus questions why God has abandoned him. Why are you so far from helping me? From the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Dr. Sherwin Nuland wrote a book entitled, How We Die. During a radio interview, he was asked, what's the worst way to die? Dr. Nuland immediately answered, alone. The speaker of Psalm 22 and Jesus who recites it are each about to die in the worst possible way, separated from the protection of God, abandoned by others, and without any power to protect themselves. Here is the human Jesus. Jesus' anguish and death shows us he is a human being. Here is irrefutable proof that he is one of us. Like most of the laments, lament psalms in the Bible, Psalm 22 starts sour but ends sweet. Honest, tough questions are asked before they affirm God's deliverance. Psalm 22 invites us to consider the same threats upon our own lives. We take all mortal pain very seriously. We also know that death and destruction will not have the last day, and we recognize that God's power is hidden on the cross. The psalmist will shout with joyful affirmation at the end of the prayer, not until the truth is voiced. Meanwhile, in the thick of it all, God stays quiet. The psalmist cries by day but hears no answer. The faithful lament at night but find no rest. Tonight, we look at a dying man on a cross. Jesus dies in pain, abandoned by his friends, mocked by enemies, ignored by others. As the biblical tradition hears this psalm from Jesus' lips, it affirms both his feeling totally forsaken and his complete trust in the God who saves. Why did Jesus recite this psalm? Was it simply to utter this one cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? Had he not memorized the entire psalm, as any good Jewish child would have done? Although it's not possible to know precisely why Jesus quoted this psalm, one thing is certain. He knew not only how it began, but how it ended, with the ultimate vindication of the sufferer. God had not abandoned him, and God will never abandon us. What we hear as a cry of utter desperation is, in fact, an affirmation of God's presence, despite what appears to be a hopeless situation. As we wait for Easter morning, we too should read the entire psalm. The psalmist's praise and hope in the face of darkness is the truth of Easter morning. But the psalm tells us will happen, and it will happen because of Jesus' cry, my God, my God. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him, indeed, shall all who sleep in the earth bow down, Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. Amen.